Hey there, class kickers, and welcome to the Kick Some Class podcast. And this is the show that is designed to help you, the educators, kick some class at home, in school, and in life. And as much as that started to get cheesy for me as my tagline, I'm going through the book that I wrote that I announced kind of at the end of season one. It's called Recalculating. It's right here, and it's on Amazon. And that's not a shameless plug because, well, I guess maybe it is because I have no shame that I wrote a book that I believe in, that was based on my experience recovering from burnout, and that I think can help you. And if you go out and get the book, that's awesome. If you don't, I'm still going to be going through the content because I want to make sure that you, my class kickers, are getting the best stuff that I can provide. And this is definitely it. So in the first episode on season two, I talked about the three domain life and what that means and how, you know, if things are not clicking and humming for us in one of those areas, our home life, our school life, or our physical health, that that's a sign to us that something's going wrong. And in this episode, I want to talk a little bit about something that I wrote called the hero's mindset. Now, because you're in education, you probably heard of something known as the hero's journey. And in the midst of this, I wrote this chapter about how we have to be the one who owns our own life. We have to be the hero of our own story. The story has to be about our journey. And this summer, I was just kind of talking about that with somebody, and the thought came up, hey, I wonder what the number one action figure of all time is. And so I did a little Google search, and you might guess that it's Darth Vader. Darth Vader is the number one sold action figure of all time. And it shook me just a minute when I first thought about that until I realized that everyone needs a villain. And so regardless of who it is that you relate to in the Star Wars epic saga story, you know, you might be Luke, you might be Leia, you might hopefully not Chewie because then and your razor bill must be high, but you know, maybe it's Han Solo. I don't know who it is. In any of the episodes, even the ones that are not that good, you can relate to a hero that tells a story similar to the one that you might be facing in life. However, you still need a villain. And so I just find it interesting that he is the most sold one of those personas. But here's the thing. You need a villain to overcome. But if you live your life focused on the villain, there's going to be problems. Now, in your classroom and in your personal life and in your health, that villain can sort of shift around. And although you need to recognize the villain for what they are, for how they stand in your way, for what you want, we need to focus on the end goal, the values, the things that we want in life, and not necessarily the villain. And that may look like this. Whenever you hear somebody say, these kids, so that they're talking about a problem in their classroom, they're talking about, you know, these kids today or kids today is another way you may sometimes hear that. They're focusing on the kids as the thing to get over and not the reason you're there. So if you've made a subtle shift in your life to these kids in your classroom and the kids are the problem, then you might want to take some stock of what it is that you're doing in the classroom and how you're interacting with kids, because you might be actually putting some toxic parts of you from this burnout onto students. And I know you don't want that. As soon as somebody calls your attention to it, you'd want to change. So that's maybe signal number one. Maybe you're like, oh, these administrators or all, whatever it is that you find yourself continually saying is the reason why you are not happy, the reason why you are not engaged, the reason why you are not making a huge difference is focusing on the villain. And that's not going to get you what you want. It's not going to, you know, even be targeting your resources at the right problem to solve, right? So be aware in your job, everything that takes that place of a villain. And you can still recognize, like for me, it's needless emails and meetings, right? It's like ridiculous. So I can say that's my villain. However, I'm actually going to purposefully identify it as the villain so that I can shift my energy and focus and attention to the journey, the goal, the destination, the reason why I'm there. I want to make school a happy, fun, engaging place for students so that in their day, their experience with me is a highlight. That's my goal. And so anything that stands in the way of that, yeah, I have to recognize it, but I don't have to give it my full attention and I don't have to allow it to shift my mentality. Now, come home from school at the end of the day and maybe your villain is the work that you have to do. Maybe it's getting out and saying, hey, I sat all day and now I need to move. I don't want to move, but I need to move. Well, so thinking through what you truly want in life And then being able to identify the thing that stands in your way, super valuable, right? That's going to help you figure out how to get what you want in a strategic way that focuses on solutions. All right. But I'm sure that you, like I have noticed that there are those people that tend to focus on the negative. They tend to focus on the villain. And in that, here's the thing I want you to be aware of, is you're giving up your hero's mentality. You're giving up on responsibility, and you're sort of allowing somebody else to take control of your life, to be the one that you're saying is in control. Well, at no point in my career, whether that's my health, my personal life, my job, am I giving up control for how I feel, what I choose to do going forward, right? Like, even though I have certain things I have to work by, that administration in the district, the state, federal government, whatever, say I have to do, it doesn't mean that I can't fit in my personality. It doesn't mean that I can't have certain boundaries to make sure I'm managing my energy, my, you know, my emotional saneness, my physical health in the midst of that, to manage and make sure that I stay in tip-top shape or avoid burnout or making sure that I stay sane, whatever that actually is. And so what I want you to watch for is, if you focus too much on the villain, then you become a victim. And rather than focusing on the villain for understanding, hey, this is the thing that stands between me, I'm not going to vilify my boss, I'm not going to vilify parents or colleagues or even students, and let that change my attitude and my effort, you know, how I treat them. Because that's what happens, right? When you actually make someone the villain, little side note, you probably treat them like a villain. Now, you may need to look at them as how they stand between you and that thing that you want. That's okay, as long as you still realize that they're a person and they're trying to deal with some of the same situations that are making life difficult for you, and they're working their way through it as well. And it's just like, I remember we went on this canoe trip a long time ago with our eighth graders, and it's just funny to see students in a canoe. And canoes are kind of tough enough to navigate on their own, but these kids would be bouncing off the banks back and forth. It's because they both were trying to steer, and they'd be yelling at each other, and they were both trying to do the right thing, but they weren't really working together. Now, had they been working together, they could have communicated back and forth. I'm going to pedal on the right till I get tired, then I'm going to switch. And if you're in the back, you adjust to, you know, looking at the bow of the canoe where we're headed, and you adjust to make sure we're headed downstream. But they were both trying to correct. And because of that, even though they were trying to do the right thing, they were bouncing off the banks. And maybe that's the way it is with you, with a particular student, with a particular colleague, with a boss, whatever it might be. So don't view them from this perspective of that they are a villain. Just in that role, maybe, is a better way to say it, in that they are a human being trying to do the best that they can with the circumstances in front of them. And even though they might see the world differently than you do and make different choices or different values, it doesn't mean that that takes away that control and the responsibility that you have to make those decisions for yourself. So in the book, I talk a lot more detail about the hero's mindset. And then later on in the book, something called the hero's hierarchy, which we'll talk about in another episode. But for this one, I really hope that it helps you kick some glass and to take back that ownership and responsibility. And with it, some of the joy and the power to do those things that you know are right and to have permission to do them. So here's your permission slip from the bald guy to you today. And let's go out there and kick some class. And we'll catch you guys next time.